keys for overcoming bitterness. Treasures. The Bible speaks metaphorically of the negative fruit of bitterness and warns believers to not allow it to take root in their lives. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Hebrews 12:15. Immediately before issuing this warning, the author encourages believers to make every effort to live in peace with everyone. Hebrews 12:14. This image of a bitter root refers to a passage of text in the book of Deuteronomy. Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today, whose heart turns away from the Lord our God. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. Deuteronomy 29:18. Some of the fruits that this bitter root can produce are anger, resentment, envy, hatred, unbelief, and unforgiveness. When we allow this poison to grow in our lives, our hearts can become hardened, and every area of our lives can be impacted, including our relationship with God and with others. The more we allow it to grow in our lives, the more deeply rooted it becomes in our spiritual life, our personality, and our reactions and interactions with others. The Bible tells us to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:31-32. An important principle for not allowing bitterness to take root is to stay strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Ephesians 6:10. Arming ourselves with the Word of God and prayer and His Spirit, with faith and confidence in the Lord, committing all our cares to Him, and placing our trust in Him. However, staying close to the Lord is not something we do only while praying and reading the Bible. It is a personal relationship with Him that we need to live out in every aspect of our daily lives. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. As Christians, we are called to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. We are to walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, and to walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:2-8. The Bible warns us, however, that whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. 1 John 2:11. The Bible tells us that God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. 1 John 4:16. It is difficult to see the good in someone you don't love, but if you love someone with God's love, it is much easier to overlook and forgive their faults. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Love covers sin with forgiveness. The call to forgiveness. Jesus set the bar high for forgiveness through His teachings, His life, and His words on the cross, when He prayed for forgiveness for those who crucified Him. As His followers, we have received the Lord's forgiveness and are called to forgive others. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Matthew 6:14-15. We all must ask the Lord in humility to help us to have mercy on others knowing that we ourselves must be forgiven for many sins. Remembering that we are sinners and have made many mistakes helps us to learn to forgive one another just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Even when we are doing our best to love and serve the Lord, life will not be perfect, and things are bound to happen that are difficult or hurtful as long as we live in a fallen world with imperfect people, including ourselves. When we experience friction or challenges in our interactions or relationships with others, the Bible teaches us to do our part to get it straightened out. The Lord knows that it will only hurt us and drag us down and cause unhappiness in our lives if we hold on to such offenses. Jesus taught us what to do when we're hurt or offended or upset with someone. He said, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother." Matthew 18:15. And if you are the offending party, you are also supposed to go to your brother or sister. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5:16. Of course, when approaching someone about such offenses, it's important to ask the Lord to help you to do so in love and humility, and to be willing and open to hear any grievances that may be on their hearts. The Lord knows what trouble such hurts and offenses can cause us if we harbor them in our hearts. This is why He said, "But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too." Mark 11:25. The Lord not only tells us to make sure that we're not holding a grudge against anyone, but He also tells us that if we feel that someone is holding a grudge against us, we should do all we can to straighten that out as well. Forgiveness does not mean turning a blind eye to harm, wrongdoing, or evil, or remaining in relationships that are harmful. Jesus said, "If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them." Luke 17:3-4. Even in the case that this results in broken relationships, we are still called to forgive, as is evident by Jesus' response to Peter when he asked him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus responded by saying, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Matthew 18:21-22. When we begin to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways and trust Him with all our hearts, we will take Him into account in everything we face, no matter how difficult or troubling the situation may be. We know that God is faithful, and He has promised that He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to bear. But when we are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that we can endure it. As His child, you can trust that His hand is on your life and rest in the knowledge that He, your good shepherd, is with you, and His word promises that all things work together for good to those who love God. Romans 8:28. The Lord may allow or work through situations or people that cause us problems or challenges to test our faith and to help us to grow spiritually and learn to draw close to Him and depend on Him. The Apostle Peter wrote, "The purpose of these troubles is to test your faith as fire tests how genuine gold is. Your faith is more precious than gold, and by passing the test, it gives praise, glory, and honor to God." 1 Peter 1:7. As we allow these times of trouble to draw us close to the Lord, we grow in our love for Him, and we can rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. 1 Peter 1:8. Thank the Lord for His loving care and His hand on our lives, no matter what difficulties, challenges, and loss we may face. Because we have the Lord and His love, and we have faith in His word, we have hope for better things, and we know the beautiful ending of the story. A positive and thankful outlook. One of the ways to prevent any roots of bitterness from growing in our lives is to not allow any bitter, critical, or negative seeds to take root in the garden of our minds and hearts. If we earnestly desire for the Lord to grow His wonderful life-giving fruits in our lives, we need to partner with Him to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy any seeds or roots of bitterness in our hearts and minds. The Apostle Paul encouraged the believers to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. He went on to commend believers to intentionally focus their thoughts on good and godly things. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And as we do so, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7-8. One of the lessons we learn throughout life is to trust in the Lord and be content in whatever state we find ourselves, whether abounding or in need. As Christians, we are the most blessed people in the world. We have the promise of eternal life in heaven with God, where there will be no more death, pain, sorrow, tears, or sadness. And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. We have God's promises in His Word that give us joy, hope, comfort, and peace. We have the unconditional love of Christ, who gave His life for us, and the privilege of participating in His kingdom-building work on earth. We are blessed to be part of His church and to share our lives and faith with our fellow believers. May we each strive to forget what lies behind, no matter how difficult, painful, or hurtful, and strain forward to what lies ahead, and press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us never stop offering to God our praise through Jesus. Hebrews 13:15, as we count our blessings and meditate on God's goodness. A prayer for healing and forgiveness. Lord Jesus, Your Word says that when we look to You, we are radiant with joy, and our faces will never be ashamed. When we cry out to You, You hear us and save us out of all our troubles. Please, heal me from any hurts, resentments, or offenses I or my loved ones have experienced, and help me to allow no place in my heart or mind for any root of bitterness. Help me to have the faith to place it all in Your loving hands and to cast all my cares and anxieties upon You. I sincerely pray that I will forgive anyone toward whom I have felt offended or resentful or bitter, who somehow negatively affected or hurt or upset me or my loved ones. Please, help me to forgive others, even as You have forgiven me. Forgive me for all my sins, Lord, and help me to trust that You, as the author and finisher of my faith, are at work in everything I experience in this life. May I learn to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, knowing that this is Your will for me. Thank You for the gift of life and love You've given me, and for Your goodness and mercy that will follow me all the days of my life, until I dwell in Your house forever. Help me to trust in Your promise to work all things together for good, for those who love you. I ask that you will help me to abide in your love so that my thoughts, words, and actions will overflow with the fruits of your spirit of love, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.